I've never told you this before. It is the secret back of the secret back of the secret. Man is terrified of being immobile. Why? Because immobile mass is painful. And because when anybody wanted to make him into a symbol, they made him terrified of immobility. They said, death is a very bad thing. Look how still dead people are. Rocks are very bad things. Look at how still that rock is, just sitting there with that same point of view all the time, forever. What a horrible thing that rock is. And so, of course, individuals in general are made to move around because they are afraid of being immobile. Man does not have an adequate word, and never, never in all of his track had an adequate definition for a state of motionlessness. What would be complete motionlessness? Well, he doesn't even have words to describe this state of motionlessness. It's motion without motion, see. Stillness is something at rest in relationship to other things, of course. It might have a potentiality of moving around, but it is at a state of rest. And we have a temporariness assigned to all of these words, which mean motionlessness. Let's define a static again. A theta is a static. Theta is a static. And we find that it is something without energy, without wavelength, without mass. It is something without location, and it is, in effect, an absolute zero. It can do things. It can consider. But in order to consider, it is not necessary to have wavelength, mass, meaning. You can consider anything you please about anything without yourself becoming meaningful. Now, this terror of immobility is best seen in something like death. They say, oh, death is terrible, you see. Look at how motionless it is. I mean, it's still. How about you having to wait in a doctor's office? You're motionless. Ooh, you don't like that. How about you being pinned in one place, in a closet, locked up to being a bad child or something of the sort for a few hours, made to be motionless? How about your early days of school? Motionless.